The darkness beyond the glow of the porch light seemed to spread off in the distance forever, an endless horizon of impenetrable shadow. David moved to stand right behind Anya. His presence made her skin crawl.
It shouldn't be long now.
Get away from me, David.
Joey glanced at her and grinned, but then went back to watching the woods.
What exactly are we waiting for here, Sheriff?
Just keep your voice down and be still. If it hears you, it won't come out of the woods.
It? You don't actually mean the Sasquatch is going to come here, do you?
I certainly do, Jenny. A few months back, I noticed some strange tracks on the periphery of my property. They weren't like anything I'd ever seen before. Of course, my skills aren't nearly what Joey's are, so I couldn't be sure of anything, really.
Well, you certainly could have asked me.
I wasn't ready to ask for any help. Anyway, I set up small feeding stations around the edge of the woods back there, and then, Jenny, you'll like this part. I started sitting out all night long, making notes of when the creature came in and for how long, what it liked to eat, what spooked it, that sort of thing.
That's pretty intriguing. Did you think to set up a night vision camera or some other method of actually capturing this thing on film for the rest of the world to see?
No. I didn't want to spook it before I was ready to, at long last, unveil this to friends. That's you guys.
I don't buy it.
Me either. How did you keep this to yourself? Most people would have busted at the seams with the urge to tell the world they've discovered the truth about the Sasquatch, and yet you kept it quiet. Why?
Guess I'm just better at keeping secrets than other people.
Well, when does the nightly entertainment start around here?
Should be right about now, if it keeps to its normal patterns. Of course, it could also be spooked by the presence of you guys.
But it's fine with you seeing it?
Well, sure. By now it's gotten used to my scent being here. I'm not a threat anymore.
And we are.
Anya, if you were a creature like this who had survived for so long by being so careful, then wouldn't you feel a little threatened if you smelled someone you hadn't before? Even someone who smells as lovely as you?
Oh, dude, please.
So what exactly are we supposed to be looking at then?
The outer border of the lights. Sometimes you can see it moving just beyond the glow. I refilled the feed bags earlier today.
What in the world did you use as bait?
Venison.
You killed a deer?
I found a dead deer by the side of the road. It was still fresh. Someone must have hit it and kept going. It wasn't spoiled and it seemed a shame to waste it, so I used it.
Anya watched the darkness. She could see very little beyond the reach of the lights, but somewhere deep down inside her, she felt something moving out there. Slowly.
I think it's out there.
Are you sure? I don't see anything.
Let your eyes go out of focus and deepen your breathing until you're more relaxed. Sense the rhythm of the woods and then you'll start to hear and see things.
I feel like I'm meditating.
You are, sort of. Now just let your awareness expand outward in concentric circles, almost like radar.
Anya went back to watching the woods. Her senses were heightened. There was definitely something moving out there. She shivered. Joey leaned his head forward.
It's here.
David snaked his head in next to Anya and Jenny.
I told you it would be here. Do you believe me now?
I can sense something out there, but I haven't seen any proof yet.
That shouldn't be long. Want to get closer?
Are you crazy?
We're not in danger. I really want Jenny to see what this thing is that I've been dying to tell her about all this time. What do you say, Jenny? Shall we get closer?
I'm in.
Well, there's no way you two are going without an escort. Joey and I will come with you.
Great. This better not turn out like the last horror movie I saw.
David led them off the porch and onto the grass. Tall weeds reached up, threatening to entangle their shoes. But David took them on a route that spared them from the thickest of the vegetation. Anya's senses were on high alert, as whatever lurked beyond the clearing moved smoothly through the woods at a slow pace. Joey stalked through the grass next to her, and she marveled at how silent he was. He was half crouched over, and his legs came up out of the grass and back into it like a stork moving through the water in search of fish. David stopped moving and pointed ahead of him. Anya saw it before the others did, and she froze. On the edge of the woods, a large shape appeared, partially obscured by branches and a tall shrub. Was this the Sasquatch? Jenny froze in her tracks and then glanced back at Anya, her eyes wide.
Oh my God, Anya! That's it!
But Anya couldn't see any detail, just a shape, and that bothered her. She started to step closer, but Joey held her arm.
What are you doing?
Getting a better look. All I see is a vague shape. That's not enough for me to become a true believer.
You're on your own, then.
Anya nodded and stalked farther on, past David and Jenny. She needed to know. She needed to see. She approached the edge of the woods. Still, the shape kept moving, and Anya could see something hanging from a tree close by. One of the feeding stations, possibly. She moved even closer, bridging the gap between the open field of David's yard and the clustered shrubs at the edge of the woods. 20 yards separated her from the thing moving around in the bushes. She slipped closer. At 10 yards, she stopped again, aware of how much she was sweating. A long time ago, someone had told her how difficult it was to move quietly and slowly. She hadn't believed it back then, but she did now. Stalking was hard work. Anya could see something clearly engaged with the feeder. What if it was a bear? It was possible, of course. And with Anya's recent luck, it would probably turn out to be the only grizzly in the area. David, Jenny, and Joey seemed so far away, even though they were perhaps 60 feet behind her. Anya felt something pierce her skin just below her heart. She looked down, and then brushed her hand down the front of her shirt. She came away holding a tranquilizer dart. Wondering where Bigfoot would get a trank gun, she slipped into unconsciousness.